Hey, welcome to this week's episode of Topical English Vocabulary with me, Teacher Tiffany. In this week's episode, I am going to teach you five important English vocabulary words related to the topic of multilingual households. That means homes where many different languages are spoken. This is a topic that you will be able to speak about in English with confidence and fluently. Are you ready? Well then, I'm Teacher Tiffany. Let's jump right in. All right, so the very first word I want us to look at is right here. The word is bilingualism. Yep, it's long. Again, after me, bilingualism. Good. Now, if you're watching this on YouTube, I want you to watch my mouth closely. Bilingualism. Good. Excellent. Now, what does this term bilingualism actually mean? Well, it literally just means the ability to speak and understand two languages fluently. The key word here is two. Bi, that first part of the word, bilingualism, refers to two. So, bilingualism, once again, just means the ability to speak and understand two languages fluently. So your teacher, me, Teacher Tiffany, I am actually bilingual. I speak English and I also speak Korean. If you are Korean watching this video or listening to it on the podcast, 안녕하세요. I just said hello. But again, it just means being able to speak two languages, which you, watching me or listening to me, you are bilingual. Unless you know more languages, then you're more than bilingual. But if you're able to speak your mother tongue and English, you are bilingual. So let's check out some example sentences. Here we go. The very first example sentence we have right here. Growing up in a bilingual household, Maria effortlessly, that was a tongue twister, switched between English and Spanish. One more time. Growing up in a bilingual household, Maria effortlessly switched between English and Spanish. Next, number two, bilingualism is often seen as a valuable skill in today's globalized world. And number three, research suggests that cognitive benefits are associated with bilingualism. You got it? Again, remember, the key is the number two. Two languages. So, our very first word once again, bilingualism. Good. Once again, word number one is bilingualism. Excellent. All right. Now let's move on to our second word, our second term. Code switching. Yeah, you're really learning some words that native English speakers use. Again, after me, code switching. Good. Last time after me. Code switching. Good job. Now, what does this actually mean? You may have never heard this term before, code switching, but it's used very often in America between native English speakers. It literally just means the practice of alternating between two or more languages or dialects in conversation. The practice of going between two languages or dialects in a conversation. I'll be very honest. So, when I used to work at NASA, and I also when I used to work for TSA, the Transportation Security Administration, I worked in an environment where there were many different cultures, right? There were some African Americans, but there were many other cultures, right? So, the way I would normally speak when I was with my friends, I could not speak that way when I was at work, in a work environment. So imagine this situation. I'm in a meeting with my boss who happened to be Caucasian, white, right? Very clear, just speaking normally to my boss. And then I get a phone call from my friend, right? So I said, oh, let me just step out really quickly. Left the meeting for a second to go back to my office, right? The way I would speak to my friend would be totally different from the way I spoke during the meeting with my boss. This is code switching. This is what you do when you're in an environment where, okay, if I speak this way, they might not understand me, so let me just code switch real quick. We call this code switching. This is the basics. Now, you can go online and look up code switching. You'll find many videos on this specific topic, specifically African Americans having to do this in the workplace. Code switching. All right. So again, code switching. Now let's check out some example sentences. Here we go. The first example sentence is, code switching is common among multilingual individuals, especially in informal settings. Next, in multicultural cities, code switching can be observed in daily interactions among diverse communities. And finally, sentence number three. Linguists study code switching to better understand the underlying patterns and social dynamics. Code switching. Right when I was saying the last sentence, another story popped into my head. When I was in South Korea, again, when I was in the classroom, I spoke in English, right? I spoke English because I was teaching my students English. And I remember specifically one day, I think my students were in level three. So they could understand well, they could express themselves well. They understood me. One day after class, we were all walking out, and my friend, my homeboy from Canada, he walked up the steps. He didn't work at my institute, so it was a surprise when I saw him. And I immediately switched the way I was speaking. I was code switching, and sometimes it's unconscious. Because when I saw him, I immediately went into the way I would normally speak, not in the classroom. This is how I realized that I had code switched in front of the students. He and I were talking, going back and forth, and my students were still around me. I turned around, and the looks on their faces caused me to chuckle because they were like, Tiff, what are you saying? These students that were with me an hour every day of the week, at that time, they had been with me for about 3 or 4 months. They did not understand what I was saying to my friend. Code switching, changing the way you speak. And it's hard for other people to understand if they're not of that culture or from that environment. You got me? All right, good. So again, we have code switching. So what was the first word we learned again? Excellent. Bilingualism. What was the second term? Code switching. Excellent. All right, now let's move on to the third expression. Excuse me, the third word. After me, polyglot. Good. Again, polyglot. Excellent. Last time after me, polyglot. Great. Now, what does this word polyglot actually mean? So the term polyglot, it literally just means a person who is proficient in several languages. A person who is proficient, can speak them fluently, can speak them well, multiple languages. They can speak multiple languages well. For example, I have a friend who speaks French, Spanish, Creole, English, and a little Korean. She's a polyglot. The ability to speak proficiently in multiple languages. Maybe you are a polyglot. Once again, a person who is proficient in several languages. You got it? Excellent. All right, let's check out the example sentences. Here we go. Sentence number one. Being a polyglot is advantageous in international business and diplomacy. Once again, being a polyglot is advantageous in international business and diplomacy. Polyglot. The second example sentence. The conference attracted polyglots from around the world, fostering rich linguistic exchanges. And finally, number three, some individuals possess a natural aptitude for becoming polyglots, like my friend. Makes sense, right? So again, number three, polyglot. Good. All right, so what was number one, the first word? Bilingualism. Very good. What was the second term? Code switching. Very good. And the third word you learned. Polyglot. Excellent. Very good. All right. The fourth term, the fourth word is, pay attention very closely, acculturation. Good. Again, acculturation. Excellent. Last time after me. Acculturation. Great job. All right. What does this term acculturation actually mean? It literally just means the process by which individuals adopt the cultural traits or social patterns of another group. Again, the process by which individuals of one group adopt or take on the traits that belong to another culture. For example, here's a great example, actually. African-American women, black women, normally wear bonnets, satin bonnets to bed. Because the material is good for our hair, my hair is very curly and coarse. So when we wear satin caps, it's not for style. There's a reason. It helps our hair not break off. So when you see someone that doesn't need a satin cap wearing it, you can say it's an example of acculturation. Again, just for this example we're talking about. Seeing someone of one culture do something for a specific reason and simply doing it because you want to be like them. All right? Now again, I'm not saying wearing a satin bonnet is wrong for another culture. I'm giving you a clear and easy to understand example. All right? Here we go. Let's continue. First example sentence. Acculturation is a complex phenomenon influenced by various social factors. Next, multilingual households often navigate acculturation as they balance different cultural norms. And finally, acculturation can lead to the blending of languages and customs within a community. You got it? Good. Again, number four, acculturation. Excellent. All right. The very first word we learned today, again, what was it? Bilingualism. Good. What was the second term? Code switching. What was the third term? Polyglot. Excellent. And the fourth term? Acculturation. Very good. All right. Now let's move to the fifth term. The fifth term after me is translingual. Good. Again, translingual. Excellent. Now, this term translingual, it literally just means when you're using to describe words, symbols, or phrases that have the same meaning or form in many different languages. Translingual. Describing words, symbols, or phrases that have the same meaning or form in many different languages. For example, if you're watching this, I'm going to put a sign on the screen. What is that? Yes, for those listening, the equal sign, right? The equal sign. This is an example of something that is translingual, right? In every language, it's the same symbol. Yes, excellent, excellent. All right, let's move to the example sentences. Here we go. The mathematical symbol pi is a translingual sign recognized by scientists worldwide. Next, in translingual literature, authors creatively incorporate various languages to convey nuanced meanings. And finally, the song incorporates translingual lyrics blending Spanish and English to create a unique soundscape. You got it. Excellent. Once again, number five is translingual. Good. All right. So what was number one again? Excellent. Bilingualism. What was number two? Code switching. Good. What was number three? Polyglot. Good. Number four? Acculturation, excellent. And number five, translingual, excellent job. Now what we're going to do is I'm going to read a paragraph to you. And this paragraph is going to include each of the words you learned in our lesson today. The lesson has been on multilingual households. So as you listen to me read this paragraph, I want you to listen closely for the words that you heard and the words that you learned today. Here we go. In homes where people speak more than one language, it's common for family members to switch between languages easily. This concept is known as bilingualism. They also might switch languages depending on or even during conversations. This practice is called code switching. Now, some family members may even be really good at speaking many languages. People like this are called polyglots. The mix of different cultural traditions and practices in these homes, called acculturation, adds richness to how languages are used. Some multicultural households often use translingual words, making communication more flexible and inclusive. That was a natural English paragraph. A natural paragraph that used the five words we spoke about today. Bilingualism, code switching, polyglots, acculturation, and translingual. Now you'll be able to speak English confidently and fluently about multilingual households. This is my goal, to continue helping you improve your English vocabulary. Now I hope you improved your English vocabulary with this lesson, and I hope you also enjoyed it. Remember, if you want me to send you new vocabulary words every day, just like the ones you learned today, all you have to do is go to www.dailyenglishvocabulary.com. Sign up for my free email newsletter and join thousands upon thousands of other English learners around the world improving their vocabulary every single day. I'll talk to you in the next lesson.